Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I'm documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello, and welcome to the first WIP episode of Work in Progress. This is episode number 86, and again, it's the end of March, so let's dive in. If you listened to when I kind of introduced myself and the show, you heard that this, the first WIP episode, is free to the public. That's right. This episode is free to anyone on podcasting platforms, but I'm just going to start out by saying all WIP episodes moving forward will be behind a subscription paywall, and that is because I'm going to be sharing a lot of details about my writing in these episodes. And you can also participate and help me name people and places and decide who gets to die and who falls in love and all those kinds of really cool decisions throughout the writing process. You're going to be able to participate in that if you are subscribed to the WIP episodes. All right. So if you like this episode at the end of it, go ahead, hit subscribe and join in on the writing fun. So this first WIP episode, I have to decide which book project am I working on next. So if you haven't heard about me or haven't been following me on Instagram or wherever else I am, my name is Laura Gentinen, and you can actually follow me on Instagram at Laura J Live. And I have a I have a sci-fi trilogy called The Shockwave that is out right now. All the books are out and live and in the world. The audiobook, I can't speak today, you guys. The audiobook podcast is going to be releasing on May 20th, 2023 as well. Go to laurajlive.com/annotated to get onto that newsletter so then you know exactly when the audiobook is coming out. The audiobook is going to be free, you guys, completely free. But anyway, back to the topic. I have that trilogy out and about in the world, and it is science fiction. So my initial thought process was I should stick with science fiction for a while. If you're a writer and you've been around, you know that all of the people who have been successful tell you to stick with one genre until you make it and then spin off into pen names or spin off into other genres. Sci-fi fantasy really kind of live together. So I'm debating if I should really follow the advice of all of the gods that the authors are and just stick with science fiction for a while, or should I continue working on my fantasy project from NaNoWriMo 2022? This is the question we ponder today. All right, so I'm not going to give you all the details about these two works in progresses, that's a weird word, because this is a public episode. So whichever book I end up choosing, I'll give you a lot more details as we go into the WIP episodes moving forward. But as of right now, I'm just going to give you the bare bones of what these two projects are about, and then you're going to help me decide which one I should start writing first. So first of all, let's start with the fantasy book. This fantasy story has been in my brain since 2021. It was really very close to when I finished book one in the Shockwave. So yeah, it would have been spring 2021 when the idea sparked. And I have started writing it. I have over 50,000 words. I wrote that first 54,000 words during NaNoWriMo of 2022. If you don't know what NaNoWriMo is, go to NaNoWriMo.org. Basically trying to write 50,000 words in 30 days. If you're an author, you know what that is, so I'm going to stop talking about it. I've already written 54,000 words of this book. Originally, I wanted it to be around 100,000 words, and I got stuck at that 54,000 word mark. Back in December, I tried to continue writing after NaNoWriMo. I just couldn't do it. I think I just wrote myself into a hole. I'm not really sure. So I already have that book halfway written, and that's why I kind of want to return to it. But again, it's fantasy. So I'll tell you a little bit about what it is about. It is more so dark fantasy, new adult to adult. I'm definitely not a young adult writer, but I am not like a hot and spicy writer either. So it's kind of just like a clean fantasy. Maybe, I guess you could say, but definitely more in the dark side. And there obviously is going to be magic. And the magic that is wielded in this world takes on, I don't want to say that in here right now, but essentially there is magic behind tattoos in this world. And It's really fun. It's really exciting. And we find a character who can't wield the magic. And it's her story. Why can't she wield this magic? Bare bones version of it anyway. Oh, I'm really excited about this book. And if you're really close to me, you know more details. Oh, I'm debating if I should just keep on going with it. But anyway, okay. So that is the fiction book that I'm thinking about diving back into. But I also have a few science fiction ideas, which I'm also really excited about. And I think it might be better for my author career if I pursue these science books, at least for now. So the first idea is a sci-fi duology, and the books take place in the same time frame. So week 1 to 52 is the time frame. It's basically a year-long thing. And the chapters, chapter 1 in each of the books is the first week in both of these characters' lives, and then they mirror each other's progress through the year in the chapters. So you could read one book at a time and then read the other one and read the other person's version. Or I'm contemplating releasing it as a combined ebook where the chapters alternate, so you can actually read the story in sequential order in one ebook format. That book is all about science fiction, time travel. Essentially, the two characters from these two books are in two separate dimensions. There is a science project that goes crazy and someone gets pulled to an alternate dimension, and they have to figure out how to get that person back to the correct dimension. And I've really been loving time travel books right now. Any kind of time travel or teleportation is really big, something I've really been enjoying. I've been reading a lot of A.G. Riddle, so that'll kind of explain if you've ever read him. So yeah, that's my science fiction duology that I'm thinking about writing. And it would be a pretty quick duology. So this is why I'm kind of leaning towards this one. It would be two books in the duology, and then there would be a prequel novella about what happened before the start of the, obviously, a prequel. Come on, Laura. But it would tell a little bit more of the behind the scenes and why this person in one of the duology books went to this other dimension. Why did they actually go to that dimension? The prequel is going to give that kind of story behind the scenes. It's a really fun storyline, and it's a really fun concept. And I think it would be pretty quick because these books are probably only going to be 50,000-60,000 words, and then the prequel would only be around 10,000 or 15,000. So pretty quick and short. So I'm thinking maybe that should be what I pursue next, because if I'm writing like a demon, then I could probably get all three of those pieces done within 3 or 4 months if I'm not working on anything else. So I don't know how fast I can get that done. And then finally, there is a third project in mind, and this is a 9-part science fiction series that I have been mulling over for just the last couple months. So it's the most fresh idea in my brain. However, I don't know how the plot is going to work. And I also have no idea why I have decided it has to be a 9-book series. When I was thinking about the concept, 9 books came to mind. And so I think that's my subconscious knowing that I have the plot lines for 9 books in my brain, in my subconscious. I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of. I don't know. And so I haven't really even started toying with the idea, but it is strong in my brain. The concept for this, think Waterworld with, I think his name is Kevin Costner is in that movie. So think Waterworld. And then you'll know what the science fiction of the book series is. And that series obviously would be really, really long. And so I'm debating if I should start that one right now, because I know if I start a series, I'd like to be able to finish the series before going on to a new project. So I'm thinking, get this duology done, maybe even the fantasy standalone done, and then go into the 9-book series. Just, you know, it's like the snowball effect. Do the little ones first so then you can build upon them and then go big or go home kind of thing. Anyway, now moving forward, I mentioned work in progress episodes are now going to be subscription only behind a paywall. So this is very basic. This episode that you just listened to is very basic compared to the work in progress episodes I'm going to be having. The episodes that I'm going to be releasing weekly will talk about the progress that I make in that week, what the characters are going through, the actual plotline ideas that I'm having. If I'm having any writing block, we're going to talk about like all of that kind of stuff and any type of like writing myself into a wall or a corner. I'm going to talk about all of that here in the WIP episodes. So if you want to listen in on my struggle, I highly recommend you subscribe right now. And I'm just really excited to bring this out. I really hope it holds me accountable to actually start writing every single week. And I'm also not going to be really advertising this podcast elsewhere. I'm going to mention it on my Instagram at Laura J Live, but that's about it. I'm not going to be starting up an Instagram for this show. I'm not going to be doing much else. However, I will be giving updates in my weekly newsletter. So the days that the episode airs, I'm going to be having a newsletter go out, and that's my regular author newsletter that I've been having for the last few years. I've had this newsletter. So in this newsletter, I'll be posting reminders for the episode's release, and then anything that may have happened between when I record and the day it publishes, if anything happens that I wanted to talk about, I'll put that in the newsletter as well. So that's going to be where you'll want to follow me outside of the podcast, not on Instagram, not on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok. It's going to be in the newsletter. You can go to laurajlive.com to sign up for the newsletter. And yeah, you'll get my newsletter, you'll get the updates, and you can unsubscribe at any time. And there's also just going to be other little perks and things. If I ever talk about anything like what the characters look like or what a landscape looks like or any kind of visual cue that I talk about in the WIP episodes, I'm going to be putting that content in the newsletter. So for example, I've already made all of the characters for that fantasy book series through an AI generation art tool. And so I only share those with people who are in my newsletter. So if I ever talked about them on the WIP episode, you could go to that newsletter episode release and look at the pictures there. Okay, you guys, that is it for this week's WIP. If you want to listen to next week's WIP, make sure to become a subscriber, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.